As we do each and every week here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, it's time to go behind enemy lines, and we welcome Scott Kegley from 49ers.com to give us the latest on what's going on with San Francisco. And Scott, my first question to you is this. The Niners are 1-2. They've lost their last two games. What's the mood like right now in the San Francisco locker room?
Well, Chris, thanks for having me on. And, you know, first of all, I don't consider you an enemy. You're a very good friend, so thanks for having
Not
me on
this
here,
week, though.
Yeah.
Not this week, Scott.
Hey, well, at 1-2, I mean, the 49ers find themselves in the same position as they were last season. The 49ers were able to rebound after another 1-2 start. Jim Harbaugh knows what it's like to be in this situation. They've kind of pulled themselves out by their own bootstraps last year. And they're going to be looking to do the same thing, but certainly the road does not get any less difficult this week with Philadelphia coming to town.
Scott, what is going on in the second half of the games in your estimation? You look at the Eagles, and they've outscored the opposition by 50 points in the second half of the contest. The Niners, on the other hand, have been outscored 52-3. What do you think is happening in the latter halves of the games?
Yeah, well, from the 49ers' perspective, you certainly hope that trend doesn't continue this week. And, you know, the Eagles play right into that weakness for the 49ers through the first three games. The 49ers really haven't done themselves any favors. They're the most penalized team in the league through three games, and they need to figure out how to adjust to the stricter calls that have been being in place by the NFL. I mean, they've gotten hit with a couple very similar penalties. The leading with the crown of the helmet is one of them, a few roughing the passer calls, and it always seems like the penalties come not just on first down and second down, but they come at really critical times for the Niners. They've been coming on third downs. They've been keeping drives alive for the opposition. The Chicago Bears were able to come back two key third down penalties that gave the Bears first downs. And that's what gave the Chicago Bears a little bit more momentum to get back into the game. And the 49ers are going to have to figure out how to fix that, adjust to it, and they're going to need to do it this week.
Scott, how would you describe how the Niners have utilized Colin Kaepernick this season? It seems like with Frank Gore taking sort of a lesser role in the offense, more has been put on Kaepernick's shoulders. What do you think of Kaepernick's performance early on this season?
Well, it's really interesting to see some of the game plans that Jim Harbaugh and Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator, have come up with. Last week, Frank Gore only six carries, but it was really a lot of those five wide receiver formations that caught Arizona by surprise. The 49ers were able to capitalize early on, two 80-yard touchdown drives to start out the game. And the 49ers had the Cardinals on their heels, and that was Colin Kaepernick running the ball, taking it himself, using some of the read option. And it was a good balance. And after the game, Anquan Boldin said it best, you know, there's not a lot of teams who have five cornerbacks who can line up and match up with the 49ers wide receiving core. Boldin and Crabtree, Stevie Johnson added to the mix. The 49ers have a lot more weapons, and they're really still, I think, trying to figure out how to utilize them the best. Frank Gore certainly is a team guy, so he's fine with that number of carries as long as the team gets the W. But you have to think, he certainly wants to be contributing to the wins, and if that's blocking, being out there on the field, I mean, Frank's a veteran and a pro, so he's going to handle the situation the best he possibly can.
Scott, you mentioned the five receiver sets that the Niners use against Arizona. What's going to happen now that Vernon Davis, it looks like that he'll be healthy and good to go against the Eagles?
Yeah, well, we'll see. I think Vernon is a big receiving threat himself, so it's going to be another one of those wait-and-see moments. It seems like the 49ers always have something different in their bag of tricks, and you know, Chip Kelly and Jim Harbaugh really know each other well, and they know some of the tricks that each of them like to do from week to week. And I think it's really going to be a coaching matchup, too, from two really creative coaches. They have familiarity with themselves in the Pac-12. So it's going to be a very interesting game, and it's going to be not just in between the hash marks, but it's going to be on those sidelines too, what Harbaugh and Kelly have in store for each other.
Now, Scott, last question. When I think of the 49ers in the last couple of years, I think of that defense, but obviously two key pieces missing in Navarro Bowman and Alden Smith. How have the Niners been able to get by to this point without those two?
Well, really three key pieces when you think about it. Cornerback Tremaine Brock, their number one corner, has also been out for most of the season, getting hurt early on. So getting Tremaine Brock back, they don't know if that's necessarily going to happen this week, but it's kind of been next man up for him. Parrish Cox has done a great job filling in for Tremaine Brock. He has an interception and a fumble recovery through three games, really missed a couple other interception opportunities, and he's been hard on himself for that. But, you know, the other team's not catching the ball, even when he's not getting the interceptions, he's still knocking it away. Parrish Cox, those guys have really stepped up, and the 49ers need more of that. And depth, kind of an issue on the defensive side of the ball. And you named them, Bowman, Alden Smith, not just two of the best defensive players in the NFL, but, you know, two solid players overall, and it hurts when those guys are out.
Scott Kegley from 49ers.com, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.